Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Car manufacturer Ford has announced it's to scrap the Fiesta almost 50 years after it was first produced. The Ford Fiesta consistently, I can tell you, ranks as one of Ireland's best-selling super mini cars. However, the company has announced it's to make way for a new model of car. I'm joined on the line now by Andrew Pollock, who's editor of the Irish Vintage Scene magazine and a Ford enthusiast, I'm told. Andrew, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Cormac.
Bad news for you?
Yeah, I'm sad to hear the news, to be honest. I'm kind of surprised. I mean, as you said yourself, it's been around. The Fiesta has been around for almost 50 years. It was launched in 1976, and they've built 17 or 18 million of them in that time. Mm. And it's always been just a nice, a lovely, familiar model to most people in Ireland, at least. It was always a kind of a known quantity. You know, you knew what you were getting when you bought one. They were relatively simple,
yeah,
and easy to fix. You know, they were cheap to buy, and they were a good starter car for a lot of motors.
Is that why you think they sold well here?
I think so, yeah. I mean, they always, up until recently, they were relatively cheap to buy. And there were so many of them around that even if you couldn't afford to buy a new one, there was absolutely stacks of them on the second-hand market. So you could always find one within your budget, you know.
You had one?
I've had several over the years.
Have you?
I have, yeah.
God, I've heard of people buying one, but I've never heard of people going back to them time and again. You're a Ford Fiesta fanatic, Andy.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I mean, I was, like many people out there, I was practically reared in them, you know. All of my neighbours drove them back in the 80s and 90s. When I was starting on my own journey on the road, I bought a couple of second-hand ones myself, and about 20 years ago, I picked up a really old one to restore myself, so I have it in the garage.
Do you remember what you paid for your first one?
Ooh, I should have been in the hundreds, maybe £250 or something like that at the time.
Wow, and a box of cornflakes.
Exactly.
A texter says, my first car was a yellow Fiesta, bought when I was a student nurse back in 1981. I'd say it was the only yellow Fiesta in Ireland. My privacy went out the window. I could be seen approaching from miles off, not to mention being told where it was parked any time, day or night. Best car ever, and I drove it to death. I had four other, my God, Andy, a soulmate for you. I had four other Fiestas after that, and it's still my favourite car. But they're changing now. They'd want to come up with a good model, Andrew.
They would. I'm kind of surprised that they're dropping the nameplate because there are so many new models out there now. People are almost getting boggled away by all these EVs and hybrids coming out. And the Fiesta was always a nice familiar name. Mm. So I'm kind of surprised that maybe they wouldn't go for an electric Fiesta, you know, to kind of keep the brand heritage there. But they obviously have a plan for some kind of high-tech new model that's going to, you know, be a fresh start for them.
Yeah. You know, your one now has gone up in value. The one that you
maybe
restored.
So.
What did you do to it?
When I bought it first, I drove it on the road for a few years, but it was starting to get pretty rusty. It's from 1980, so it was about 20 years old when I bought it. And then it was restored about 10 or 12 years ago. So it got, you know, a respray, new panels, new engine, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So money I'll never get back, obviously, but it was a hobby anyway. You know?
Come here to me. You wouldn't drive one now, would you? I mean, there's far more comfortable cars and far better technology, and there are better handling and so on than the Fiestas.
Well, I mean, they've kept up to the times pretty well. I mean, the modern Fiesta is, you know, performance-wise, that new EcoBoost engine they have is very good. It's small, but it's powerful. And if someone doesn't need a bigger car for a large family, they're ideal for pootling around town. They've always been very good handlers as well on, you know, twisty roads and around town. So
It's very hard, though, to get used to an old car now, even an old Fiesta. My wife had one when we started going out, and she used to play tape music on it, and it sounded like a tortured cat. I don't know if it was that was the Fiesta or if there was some damage. And we had to wear coats in the car as well. There was no air conditioning system. So they're more susceptible as they get older, be they Fiestas or not. The problem here is, I think it's an emotional attachment people have to their first car. And in this case, very often in Ireland, it was the Ford Fiesta.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, yeah. I think pretty much everyone out there probably has a Fiesta story of some kind, like that lady that texted in. You know, I think everyone had a relative that had one, or their local postman drove one, or it was their first car. So it's kind of like the way the VW Beetle was, or the Morris Minor was, maybe 40, 50 years ago. It kind of took over that mantle. You know, it's probably one of the oldest nameplates that you can still buy today, you know, that has a heritage going back 45, 50 years.
You'd want to believe it if you saw our text line here. It's like the Ford Fiesta hotline, I can tell you, 51551. We'll leave it there, and it's a sad, sad day for the Ford Fiesta fanatics of Ireland, like Andrew Pollock, editor of the Irish Vintage Scene magazine, and as I say, a Ford Fiesta fanatic. Andrew, thank you very much indeed.